support Ukraine for as long as it takes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the statement world leaders put out after meeting with virtually in private with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who asked for more financial and military support.
G7 members are discussing the ongoing war in Ukraine. Now these leaders have announced this new package of sanctions. This is a wide-ranging list that they say will directly target Russia's defense supply chain.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Austria near the summit in the Alps. They also want to limit Russia's revenue from gold and oil as the price of gas dips here in the U.S. a 13th straight day, now 12 cents off AAA's record high. In Moscow, American Brittany Griner has a court hearing today. She's the star basketball player who was detained at the airport in February, accused of carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. She's now charged with transporting drugs, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. In 2 hours, we'll get more Supreme Court rulings. 7 cases still undecided this term, but Friday's ruling undoing the decision that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it has some Democrats calling for change.
We need more justices on the United States Supreme Court.
Senator Elizabeth Warren on ABC's This Week wants to upend the conservative majority. Some Republican-led states are banning abortion or further limiting it.
Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union are asking a Florida state judge in Tallahassee to put on hold Florida's new law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The law only makes exceptions for when the mother's life is endangered or if there are fatal developmental abnormalities of the fetus.
Fox's Eben Brown. They partied into the night in Denver, celebrating a championship on ice. The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup.
There was a lot of relief. Yeah. I was in disbelief for a while.
Head coach Jared Bednar, after the Avalanche won game 6 of the NHL final, beating the Lightning 2-1, dethroning Tampa Bay, which was trying to three-peat as champs. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot last year will hold its next hearing next month after a series of them aiming to detail then-President Trump's attempts to overturn election results, though he calls the probe fake and a hoax, and many other Republicans call it political and unfair.
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland on ABC's This Week said for him, exposing vulnerabilities that can prevent schemes to overturn elections is what he hopes to achieve with the hearings. He adds that Americans he's talked to say something different.
There's a great public hunger for individual criminal accountability, and I've got confidence in the Department of Justice, in Attorney General Merrick Garland to do the right thing.
Many Republicans continue to say the committee is overly partisan in its investigation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The UN and other groups keep trying to get aid into earthquake-devastated areas of Afghanistan. The Taliban's state-run media put the number of people killed at 1,150. The UN's estimate is lower at 770, saying at least 155 of those killed were children. A disaster and a bullfight in South America.
4 people, including an 18-month-old baby, were killed. 4 others in intensive care Sunday after wooden stands collapsed during a bullfight in central Colombia. Mayor Juan Carlos Tamayo saying 800 spectators were seated in the multi-story sections that collapsed as videos of the tragedy made their way around social media Sunday night. The health secretary said over 300 people had gone to local public and private hospitals after the collapse seeking treatment. The Colombian president, Iván Duque, on Twitter announced an investigation of the disaster. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off a big surge last week. The Dow went up 5%. One more sports note. It wasn't just the Colorado Avalanche who won big, hoisting hockey Stanley Cup. Mississippi won the NCAA baseball championship, beating Oklahoma in the College World Series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.